Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Oh, no, 7 till the hour. What's wrong with me? I'm the talk show host who can't tell time. That's not good, is it? 7 till the hour. I don't know where I am. I don't like when my day goes by so fast. I'm trying to hold it back. This is so much fun, having more fun than the law allows here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I admit it. That's who I am. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tim Berry. Why he hangs out with me, I have no idea. But he's the founder of Palo Alto Software, bplans.com. Check out that website, timberry.com. He's one of the smartest guys you'll ever hang out with. And so I'm giving you the website. I encourage you to go there. You will thank me later. Tim, thanks again for being here, even though I can't tell time. Talk to us about this concept that you've been writing about lately, about being unemployable. I know after 27 years, I'm totally unemployable.
And I realized, Jim, I left a good job and went out on my own in 1983. And from there, by the time I had been on my own for 5 or 10 years, I realized that the option of taking another good job and being a manager for somebody else was just no longer available to me. And
how many times in the first 10 years of starting Palo Alto Software were you lured away or attempted to be lured away by other people?
Oh, it was at least once a year with a serious
me
offer.
Too, me too.
Although I don't know, you said 10 years. Those offers started to dwindle after.
Yeah.
After Palo Alto Software became something. Yeah, in the first few years.
Yeah.
But I think it's also that we change and people assume we change and you're no longer as interesting. I know that before I was running my own business, when I was a vice president in somebody else's business, as we looked at resumes, if somebody had been on their own for too long, that would be in the search for the right person to hire, that would be a negative. She's been freelancing independently for 10 years now. What sort of mean that, no, she may not want to be a vice president in our consulting company. I think that's just a fact of life. We change, and people know it.
Well, there's no question about it. I mean, I was like you. Every time, you know, at least once a year, someone would try to lure me away. Usually it was a client that I'd gotten in as my consulting company. For my consulting company, they'd say, why don't you just come to work for me full-time? And I said, I am working for you. And they said, no, I mean full-time. You know, I want to have you 100%, you know. And I said, well, why don't I, you're getting the best of me already. Why would you want to adopt me when you can rent me and get the best of me in a lot less time? And of course, then they understood how much sense that made, but I'll tell you something, Tim. There were times when I turned people down, and I said that was a dumb thing to do financially.
Oh yeah, me too. For that, I mean, there were years where I got an offer from Apple Computer every year to join them for about 2/3 of what they were paying me as a consultant.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a problem in the early years when you're raising a family.
No, what I'm talking about was the other way. They were going to pay me more than I was making because I was struggling in those days. But why is it important for entrepreneurs to think about this unemployable thing?
You need to know who you are and where you're going. If you're going to run your business well, if you're constantly looking sideways at what else, I think then you should take the what else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has to do with, we talked earlier about you don't want to be obsessed to the point of ignoring everything else in life. On the other hand, you do want to be thinking about the future and where you're going and what are the next steps and the milestones and how to make what you're doing work, where if you're turning sideways all the time and looking at something else, that's distracting, and then over time, it's not really an option, which I think is the insight for most people.
And it's
not out there anymore.
Right. Well, that's when you've crossed the Rubicon, right? That's when you've crossed the Rubicon. See, and at some point in time, those of you who are new to the game, you'll say, okay, I've crossed the point of no return. I better make this work. I got no other options.
Yeah, there is some of that. And then in the lore of the small business owner, too, and you use this, Jim, the phrase, I've heard it from you, and about you hunt what you eat what you kill.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, and in the animal kingdom, the animals who start eating what they're killing then don't go back to grazing,
right.
You know?
That's exactly right. They're always carnivores, aren't they? Hey, Jim, I got to wrap it up. Good job today. Come back soon.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen. We couldn't do without him. We won't do without him. He's the best. Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.